Oh, mother and father and all six is three. This is your son Christian. We're having a party in my room. May 3rd, on February 6th, in the year of our Lord, 1974. Two people that have in the room, who are in the room, with me, are... what you're hearing is okay. He says his dad is in his car. Larry Wessex from Pennsylvania. Fort City, Pennsylvania. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know what Fort City, Pennsylvania? My dad is in the car. Is it just a question? Near Pittsburgh. Okay. Also in the room, new wife of 2 days. 2 days and 8.5 hours. No longer Michigan. 8:30. No longer Michigan. But now, woman.
Hello, I want you to get part of this woman.
You can speak in three.
Yes, I cannot say all.
Please.
Yes, I'm in doubt.
Came from Seoul with her to Jaechan, and her her mother is staying with her at her house. And she told her mother that she would be back at 7. But she left early off at 10, so it's not to be too late. Well, every time you've all heard the news, man, I'm very happy. We got some. Teaching a workshop here for all the, for 11 of the teachers in Gatchet. They are from all different schools, and we were meeting at my boarding school on Tuesdays and Thursdays for 2 hours, and I would teach them English, and they're going to get credit and maybe a promotion by attending these classes. There were two women in my class, and one of them is my shadow, but the other one was a slip. She was, she's doing a teacher at a school on the other side of the town, not the same school that I'm in. I teach at Gatchet Middle School, and she teaches at Gatchet East Middle School, Gatchet Junction High School. Anyway, Monday I finally get up enough, and I had been wanting to ask her to a meeting for a long time, just many meetings with her. And finally, I think it was about December 12th, I asked her to go to a meeting with me. And she expected, and since then, she got very fast, as she probably very realized. It's only been about 2 months. Only 2 months, but a lot has happened. The vacation usually begins in the middle school the day before Christmas. But this year, the president declared that all schools would end on December 4th. This was partly due to the energy crisis. There's an energy crisis in Korea, too. They didn't want to heat all the schools. They posted figures in the paper about how much fuel they would be saving by stopping all the school doors. But the real reason was, I think, is most people who think that they were having riots in both universities. And to stop the riots, the president stopped all the schools. He closed up the colleges when the riots were going on, because he doesn't want his government to fall, and the main base for the collegians is college. If they don't go to school, they don't have any organizing center. So they stopped school on December 4th. So we were in Seoul for about 2 weeks, and I saw her almost every day. And then the day after Christmas, December 26th, we went to Seoul together. Although her hometown is in the southern part of Seoul, near Kwangju in Cheollanam-do. Her hometown's down there, but she went to middle school and high school and college in Seoul, because Seoul is a place to get an education. And I think everybody in the whole country wants to go to Seoul to get their education. Her sisters and brothers are all in middle school, high school, and college now. So they all live in Seoul. She has 5 sisters and brothers, so that's the same size family as Ina. And she's the oldest out of the 6 children. Anyway, so she lived in Seoul. I lived in Seoul too. Have retraining to study Korean some more, but mostly just to be with her. And things went very fast, and so I fell in love with her very fast, and I think she fell in love with me very fast too. And we got married on February 4th. We went to the city hall in Seoul and signed all the papers and went to the American Embassy. So we showed out an international marriage form, which has same number, how do you know this? But you have to have a ceremony performed by the state. So we just got out of the way, really, so that she could apply for her visa and passport, which takes a few months to process, maybe about 3 months. So she's already applied for her passport and visa, and hopefully we'll be here soon. But that was the civil ceremony. We hope to have a church ceremony in Latter sometime. We're still not sure. She's talking to her mother now. Her mother came with her. It was quite a shock to her, I guess. That her only daughter, the first in the family, is marrying an American. It's kind of strange, yeah. So I'll send you the date and an invitation if I get them made up. But I don't know if I get any invitations made up. But we should have a church ceremony sometime in March. And of course, everybody in America is invited. If anybody gets into the state, could come, that would be fine. Although I realize that's next to impossible. Living in Jensen, there are some drawbacks. It's a lot bigger than Google, my former town. A lot bigger, but it's still the countryside. It's not so. And for that reason, many of the country people feel hostile to any relationship between the Korean woman and American man. So right now we're having a little bit of a rough time, so that's likely to pray about that. Although by the time you get to state, you'll probably be out of search and install. The teachers at her school are half done her quite a lot, and although we're officially married, I'm only seeing her in secret about once every 3 or 4 days, which makes it kind of hard. It's going to be funny too, because the workshop isn't finished yet. I have 14 hours to complete this 60-hour workshop, 2 hours on a daily meet, and I still have 14 hours to teach. So, my wife comes up, she's going to come to the closet, and it's going to be strange, because I'm going to have to sort of ignore her and pretend like she was just one of the normal teachers and one of my normal students. It'll be an interesting story to talk about when we get back to the States. How she was my wife and I was her husband, but at the same time I was her teacher and she was my student. I lined up a good place to live in Seoul. I was in Seoul for about 6 weeks altogether. 5 weeks maybe. During the long winter vacation. And I met a nice family there that I can live with rent free. Don't have to pay anything. Because I'll be helping one of the sons to learn English. And that's where I'll be staying. I went to the Peace Corps office in Seoul and talked to the director of Peace Corps career. And first I asked him about a transfer. Because it would be impossible to be married and live in Jiaxing because of the small town mentality. I asked him if I could transfer to Seoul, but he said that was out of the question. Because, well, for one thing, there aren't any middle school teachers in Seoul. There are only university teachers. And they don't like to transfer from one program to another. And also, I had already transferred once from Moodle to Jiaxing, and the second transfer would be rather difficult. So I told him that I was terminating, and probably my last day in the Peace Corps would be the last day of this month, the last day of February. We'll have to stay here for a while longer. I'm not sure how long. It probably depends on how long it takes her to get the visa and the passport. That's really the hassle. Koreans don't like their citizens to leave the country. And how long it takes us to get a flight lined up. I'm hoping that we can both see the whole site that I was planning on yet before the adoption and you see the babies and fall back. That was only $250 a piece. Otherwise, it's $470 from Seoul to San Francisco, which is really expensive. If you have the milk. Anyway, I'm going to try to get home as quick as possible because things are rather difficult here. People don't understand because most of the American males in Korea are soldiers. And most of the women that they date are anything but ladies. So when she and I are seen together in Korea, they immediately think that I'm a soldier and that she's a prostitute. And that really makes her feel bad. And it makes me feel bad too. But that's the impression that most people have here. And it's one reason why I hope the American Army makes it very interesting. I got letters today. I got a letter from Jack and I got an aerogram from Eileen. And Eileen, next time I'm in Seoul, I'll talk to the Hope Adoption Agency about a baby. And I'll show them your letter. And I'll try very hard to get something going here for you. I know that a year and a half is a long wait. I was glad to hear about Alan and his citizenship. And congratulations, Alan. And I was also glad to hear about Jack's new job. Congratulations, Jack. Congratulations, Barbara, too, Patrick. I got a small package from Jean from Dallas, and it was postmarked October 29th. So, you see how long it takes to email to get here. I told Jean about 2 weeks ago I got a package from you with some shirts and the book in it, I think. I went to the post office and they, near a rather outlandish store, they asked me to pay a tax of about $10 to the wallet in the Korean currency and I just couldn't see it. So I had the package of insurance, which will probably take a month or two. Thank you very much for the package, but I knew at that time that I would be returning within a few months, and that I have lots of shirts here. Korea is the number one place for clothing. You can buy shirts and pants and suits much cheaper here than you can in the States. They're just tremendous ridiculousness. You know, I really did pay a tax bill for 25 cents, and a really good shirt goes for a buck and a half in the Korean currency. But I'm having a shark skin suit made for a full 3-piece suit, and he's throwing in a tie and a white shirt for $49. So that's the suit I'm going to get married in. So anyway, I feel that that's ridiculous, but I won't pay that much tax on it. And so I had them ship it back to you. So there's no, if you get the package, you know why. I'll read the, I didn't see the title of the book, but I'll read it when I get back, I'll show you. If you haven't already, I'd like you to see Jean's friend, Mrs. Gilman, the Korean. I think that she could tell you many things about Korea that I couldn't. And maybe she could fill you in a little bit. The way Koreans think and what Koreans like. And, you know, just help you a little bit. Also, Jean, you're right, I never did comment on Pat Walker's letter. I think the reason was that at the time I read it, it drew close to home. if Pat listens to this cassette, thank you for the phone call. It was really nice. I didn't. It made me. Well, I don't know. It hit the nail right on the head. So. Or is it just lowered the. Well, I don't know. I guess you know what I mean. Well, thanks for that. In the envelope, that I guess from Eugene, I was finally able to see the pictures of Debbie's wedding, and thank you, Lena, for the ones using clothes of your wedding. I was able to show those to Linda and to have her show them to her mother. It's very important for her mother to know that I have a family too, so I'm sure she'll enjoy looking at those. Don't send any more packages to me, though, in case you already don't know that, because by the time they get here, I'll be going back, and I may miss one, or else I may get them and just have to carry them back to the States with me. So, don't send anything. I'll send you, I'm sending this cassette alone, I think, but, in a few days, I'll get some pictures back from the developer, and I'll mail you those. And I'll also mail you an address in Seoul where you can write to me. I'll probably be leaving Gyeongchun about February 20th. I think that's when I'll talk to the principal and tell him that, so I'll be putting it in the semester. I really like Gyeongchun. It's a really fine town, and I really have a good rapport with the principal and with the English teachers. But I'm afraid that relationship is not quite as important as it would have felt like. And we're just going to have to leave. I really regret leaving the Peace Corps. I really think that Peace Corps is doing a really good job here, and I really enjoy being a Peace Corps volunteer. But as I said, my priorities have drastically changed in the past few months, and really it was no decision that I would have to take. I talked to them too in Seoul, and they said that terminating from Peace Corps only for quote romantic reasons unquote doesn't make me better my record. So I'm not worried about that. I'm sure they're going to take care of it. I would like to, when I get back to the States, I would like to stay in Longview for a while, and I think it's important that she live with some Americans, with mom and dad and the family there, before we go off on our own. It would be really difficult for her and I to go to some strange town where she has no friends and I have no family, and have me go to work or have me go to school, and she'll be left alone in the house all by herself. I know when I came to Korea, I was appreciative at first of living with the family and getting to know them personally. I learned very much about Korea the first 2 months when I lived with the Korean family, and I'm sure she'll learn the same when they come to America. Anyway, I hope to stay in Longview for a while. I still owe the bank $2,500 for my education, and before I go to graduate school, I would like to get some kind of job in Longview. I don't know if they a warehouse or a Reynolds or cutting trees or doing something, some small job, and make enough money to pay off my college loans, and also maybe save enough money to start the graduate school after a year or so. And that will also give Shenmuck, I think, a good beginning in America. You know, she can, it will be difficult to fit into the American society. But I'm sure she'll do well. And she would also like to go to school there. Maybe she can attend classes at the LCC. I know you've had foreigners living in the house before, so I guess one more will make any difference. As I mentioned, she and I will both in the injection until the 20th of February or until the end of the month. So any letters or cards or anything can't arrive until that time. Well, they'll be forwarded, of course, if they arrive later than that. But in the letter, I'll seem like you'll be accompanying this cassette to America. I'll enclose an address where you'd like to meet. And I would also, I've already asked for some of the emails, but another, I hope you get the letter from Denmark already. I helped her write it a little bit. She speaks, I think she speaks English okay, considering the ability of other English teachers. She speaks a lot better than most, and being with me in the past few months has helped her fluency out quite a bit. But I'm sure this is pretty much good time for her, I'm sure. But she's very anxious to know that my family in America will accept her. The family is very important in Korea, and it's very important to her that my family in America likes her and accept her. So if Jean or Eileen or Lila or Bob or any of the women in the family would write her a letter, I'm sure she would appreciate that. It might take her mind at ease, but there would be any part of her. She always asks me, if she was sitting with you next day and she was constantly worried about that. I really don't know what else to say. The weather here, I guess, is about the same as it was back in Indiana. It changes that drastically from day to day. Yesterday, maybe up to 40 degrees, but today it's down to 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Rather a cold day. It seems like colder than it would be 40 degrees, so hard to get warm. There's nothing heated in terms of school and a few stones.